I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Patriots went and got a YouTube kicker. If I get one more person that tweets me a stupid trick shot highlight, trick shots don't matter for jack squat. You know what trick shots matter for? Entertaining RJ's kids with Dude Perfect. Shout out to those guys in Texas and Troy's kids. It doesn't matter if you can kick a ball 60 yards while it's bounced on the ground three times. That is not sitting there in front of 80,000 people with every single teammate watching, pressure on the line. It means nothing. So stop sending me YouTube highlights of Josh Gable, who the Patriots signed to their practice squad because they still have Nick Folk. Okay. Trick shots.
Okay, first of all, RJ, it's Josh Gable, not Chad Gable, if you're going to bring up another WWE superstar.
I'm not bringing that up.
And second of all, are you telling me you don't want to go see Dude Perfect?
I didn't say that.
I already bought tickets June 14th, Dickie's Arena.
Dickie's Arena, me too.
I bought them, yep.
Me too, yeah,
I'm trying to get backstage.
Oh, shut up. I'm sure if, I don't know, scrub.
Boy. Brian Baldinger.
Yeah, some barbecue guy was there grilling for 13 hours. You'd come watch. Yeah.
You guys want to go to House of Blues to see Brian Baldinger?
Salt you use to pepper up your beef.
It's going to be awesome. I heard Heath Evans is a special
guest. You don't use salt to pepper things, do you? That's weird. I don't know why I said that.
You shouldn't even talk after your kid told you last night that your steak sucked and that their grandfather, your dad, who doesn't even remember what temperature he set it on, cooks better steaks than you do. That's emasculating.
That was completely, first of all, it was completely random and out of nowhere. We're just sitting there.
Oh, you weren't eating steaks?
No!
What?
No, we weren't eating steaks. It was just completely out of nowhere. We were leaving practice and he goes, "Dad, Grampy's steaks, he cooks better steaks than you." And I'm like, "Okay, thanks." He goes, "No, it's true." Like, I didn't fight him. And he's like, "No, it's true."
Now, did it emasculate you enough to take off your Lululemon pants that you wear every day?
No.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
No. Because underneath my Lululemon pants, guess what I have?
I don't want to know.
Lululemon underwear.
Mike Bassick will be joining us at 8 o'clock this morning. Is Mike going to go off on the Rangers like he has been the Cowboys? But first, to get you ready for the Rams game, we decided to send the fellas out to have a little fun with the Tolos. What does a Ram sound like? Does anyone know the answer to that?
No, I don't even know. I had to Google what a Ram was.
Oh, you were able to find? Oh, okay. I was going to say, I wasn't able to find.
Is it like a sheep with the
it's a male sheep.
With the curly horns?
It's definitely not a male sheep. It's way bigger than a sheep, dude.
Okay.
It's like the size of a bull.
It's also a fantastic vehicle you can buy right now, Platinum Chrysler Dodge Ram Jeep. But yeah, decided to quiz some people about it. And by people, I mean some random woman in a grocery store, courtesy of Roy White.
I was hoping you might be able to help me. See, my name's Roy White. I work with a radio station where the home of the Dallas Cowboys is my show, Sean and RJ. And we got a really big game coming up this weekend, like a huge game. Are you a Cowboys fan? Okay, you shook your head no, but I feel like you are kind of a Cowboys fan, or at least you once were, and maybe they lost you somewhere along the way. Okay, well, look, I understand your pain, but we still need your help. So what we need right now is to get ready for the Rams. So can you do me a favor? Can you make a Ram noise, the most intimidating Ram noise you can come up with, so that we can be prepared for what we're going to face on Sunday?
God.
It's good. It's good. It's what it could. It needs a tweak.
Wait a second. That wasn't her. Okay. That wasn't an. I need to think about it. That was her attempt.
That was her attempt, without question. That was her attempt.
It's good. It's good.
It's good.
What it could. It needs a tweak. Well, how about one more time? Okay. One, two, three.
It's the same thing.
At the dentist?
What is this?
Yeah, woo! All right, we're going to be ready, okay? Can I get a Go Cowboys on three? One, two, three.
Eesh.
Ooh!
Oh! Can't do that.
That's painful.
Okay.
Wow.
How's the teeth look? Is she all flossed up?
she was flossing in the middle of the aisle. Yeah, what does a ram sound like? Trying to find out, trying to ask Tolos. But in my case, I decided to go to someone in my house, not at a grocery store. I decided to go to, well, my sweet little girl. Her name is Harper.
Troy Hughes reporting live for 105.3 The Fan as I'm here with...
Harper.
Harper what?
Harper Hughes.
Okay, what? And how old are you?
7.
You're not 7, you're 6. All right, Harper. Cowboys are playing the Los Angeles Rams on Sunday at AT&T Stadium. Therefore, I need your best Ram noise. What?
What's a ram noise?
You know a ram noise. Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Nothing.
No. It's sort of like a sheep with horns. So what do you think a ram sounds like? 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, that sounds like a constipated cow. One more time. Big ram noise. 3, 2, 1, go. That is a donkey. That is not a ram. All right, Harper, I'm going to give you one more chance. I need a ram noise. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Chicka, chicka.
That is a bird. Okay, obviously you don't know what a ram sounds like.
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know. I thought maybe you would.
It's a poop.
It's not a poop. Good Lord. Well, I do love you.
Cool.
Freaking kids.
What's her school?
What's her school?
Yeah, where's she go to school? Like, what area? You don't have to give the exact school.
Oh, in Rockwall.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you trying to say?
Just trying to avoid places to go.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah. Nice. I mean, what are they teaching over there? We got chickens and
a cockatiel
and donkeys.
Yeah.
And, well, what's their nature department over there?
She doesn't know that we're on a serious, major market radio station. We're trying to get actual noises. Mm. She just wants to be stupid.
By the way, a ram is an uncastrated male sheep.
Okay.
Mm. Oh.
And your kids go to what area?
Grapevine.
Grapevine. Let's see how the Grapevine school system works when Choppy asked his boys what a ram sounds like.
Now, we've done the bear. What does a bear sound like, boys? All right. And what did the Viking horn sound like? Very nice. Now, by the way, the Cowboys played the Jets this year. What does a jet sound like? Okay.
Three for
that's
three.
Too loud. Now, what does a ram sound like?
I'm Jeff. What does a ram actually sound like?
That's the question. That's what I'm trying to ask you. You kids are in school. You're doing biology and ergonometry and
I'm learning about
all
animals,
these onatrees.
I got to choose my animal I studied.
What about,
and
I
studied an African wild dog.
There's only one population, 1,409. 40 to 70 pounds when it's an adult, about 20 pounds when it's born.
We're off topic here. What does a ram sound like?
Like father, like son.
Okay, no, that's a sheep.
You sound like a sheep with horns.
Well,
just tell me the basic sound.
I don't know the answer. I'm asking you guys.
I don't know.
What does the fox say?
What does the fox say?
Julian, remember Foxy Lady?
Foxy Lady.
Okay, that's creepy.
That's your favorite song.
All right, thank you, boys.
You're welcome.
Okay. Right. So no one still knows what a ram sounds
not
like.
A clue.
All right, so when are you popping one of those out, Sean?
When we come... A Foxy Lady?
No.
When we come back...
How many kids you having?
I have a nephew named...
2 to 6.
Zane right now. 2 to 6.
2 to 6 children.
Ah, yeah, Zion.
2 to 6 children.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.